Let's first go live now to the United States of America, to the Republican convention in Cleveland, Ohio, and to Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, who's live for us there. As the Republican convention gets underway, Simon, what are we expecting?
Yes, absolutely, Tom. It got underway about 52 minutes ago. The Republicans began their convention with a minute of silence, honoring the memory of the three police officers who were shot dead in Baton Rouge yesterday, an event that cast something of a pall over this city as Republicans streamed into Cleveland for the convention that we're going to be covering for the next 4 days here. Donald Trump's coming out party, but he is still facing enormous challenges as he seeks to move forward and unify the party, and questions about whether he really, really wanted Mike Pence to be his running mate. That's one of the questions that he was asked about during an appearance this morning on Fox News.
The media is so distorted and so false. I read a certain person on CNN saying, oh, well, it wasn't really my first choice. It was absolutely my first choice.
But there is copious amounts of evidence to suggest that Mike Pence was not, in fact, Donald Trump's first choice. There is also copious amounts of additional evidence that he faces Donald Trump an enormous mountain to climb if he's going to succeed in unifying the Republican Party. As you know, Tom, there are leading Republican figures who are boycotting this convention, including both former presidents George Bush, Mitt Romney, John McCain. And just take a listen to what the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Newt Gingrich, a leading Trump supporter, had to say on ABC News about the Bush family.
Well, I don't think it matters much. I mean, I think the reason people nominated Donald Trump is they weren't happy. And frankly, the Bushes are behaving, I think, childishly.
Childishly?
Childishly. I mean, Jeb lost. You know, get over it.
But the reality is that there are large numbers of Republicans that have not got over the fact, have not been able to get over the fact that Donald Trump is now on the eve of becoming the party's presidential candidate. And I've got to tell you, walking around Cleveland over the last 24 hours or so, this city is almost a ghost town. There are so many Republicans that have stayed away.
The issue of security, Simon, has been interesting because I gather that Cleveland, Ohio has bust in the highest number of stab jackets for police than any other city in America right now, such is the fear of rioting at these conventions. Are you seeing any of that at the moment?
Well, we're certainly seeing security. I mean, there's a ring of steel around the arena and around the media center, as you would expect. But in terms of preparations for protests, there's been a lot of talk over the last week about the possibility of violent protests on the streets of Cleveland. It's never been entirely clear who the protesters would be, because leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement have said that they don't really see much point in protesting here. They don't think they can change Donald Trump's mind on anything. There may be protests by some Republicans who don't care for Donald Trump, but I think those would be a relatively sedate affair. You know, we've seen lots of surprises on this election campaign trail so far. It's quite possible there could be significant protests in the days ahead, but I've got to say, walking around Cleveland, you don't get the sense that anybody is particularly at this point on edge.
Well, I've got you here, Simon. Reports of a big breaking media story in the US involving the Murdochs. Can you tell us any more?
Yes, I mean, this is an extraordinary story that has broken in the last few minutes. Roger Ailes, who heads the Fox News channel and is the architect of the successful creation and growth of Fox News as a conservative-leaning, very widely watched enterprise here, is, according to media reports in the United States, about to be ousted by the Murdochs. He was hit with a sex discrimination, sexual harassment lawsuit by a former Fox News anchorwoman, Gretchen Carlson, about 10 days ago. At the time, the Murdochs said they were going to conduct an internal investigation. Large numbers of Fox News personalities have come to Roger Ailes' defense over the course of the last 10 days, as Gretchen Carlson has said she intends to pursue that lawsuit. If indeed Roger Ailes is to be ousted as the head of Fox News, it's going to have an absolutely seismic impact on the media landscape here, and it will raise questions about the future direction that Fox News as a news organization is going to take.
And ahead of an election, of course. Simon, will watch that one with interest. Many thanks indeed, LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks, coming to us live from the Republican convention in Cleveland, Ohio.